Soko isika disenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalamukela uhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Siyahlangana kwezakusihlwa mthwakazi omuhle. Lamhlanje kungolwesihlanu mhlaka 26 kuMabasa 2024. Igama ngontungamili Nkomo, endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ubhode endaweni ezitshiyeneyo embukisweni wamabhizimusi oweZimbabwe International Trade Fair kobulawayo, phambilini kokuvulwa kwalumbukiso ngokusemthethweni kusasa. Umsakazo we-Voice of America usula inyathelo likahulumende weBurkina Faso elokuvimba ukwethulwa kwezindaba zawo kulelo lizwe. Umsekeli kamongameli welizwe, umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga, ukwele Iran emhlanganweni wokuqinisa ubudlelwano phakathi kwaleli lizwe lamazwe ase-Afrika kwezenotho. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa namuhla ubhode endaweni ezitshiyeneyo embukisweni wezamabhizimusi oweZimbabwe International Trade Fair kobulawayo, phambilini kokuvulwa kwawo ngokusemthethweni kusasa. Umnangagwa uncome kakhulu impahla elungiswa ngamankampani eZimbabwe esithi ilohlonzi. Kubika u-Anastasia Ndlofu.
Umongameli Mnangagwa ubehanqwe iziphathamandla ze-ZITF, amadodana akhe angamawele uSean loCollins kanye losomabhizimusi odume ngokuthengela abasekeli bezanu-PF izimota, umnumzana Wicknell Chivayo. Umnangagwa wethekelele indawo ezitshiyeneyo lapho okubukisa khona amankampani akuleli kanye lavela kwamanye amazwe, wancoma kakhulu impahla ehiqizwa ngamankampani eZimbabwe esithi ngawezinga laphezulu. Ekhuluma lentatheli izindaba ngemva kokubhodabhoda, umnangagwa uthe uyathokoza ngamalungiselelo alumbukiso wona ozavulwa kusasa ngokusemthethweni ngumongameli William Ruto wakwele Kenya.
Ngilokuthokoza kakhulu ngalokho okutshengiselwayo, lezinga lalokho okutshengiselwayo kuhle kakhulu sibili.
Esuka ezitif, umnangagwa uhambe wayahlangabeza umongameli Ruto egcekeni lendizamtshina ele-Joshua Mqabuko Nkomo International Airport kobulawayo ekutshoneni kwelanga. Umgcinisihlalo we-ZITF umnumzana Busisa Moyo onguye obetshengisa umnangagwa e-Trade Fair uthi kulamankampani edlula amakhulu ayisikhombisa lengxenye 766 abuyisayo lonyaka, njalo aphezu kwekhulu 115 ngavela kwamanye amazwe.
Of that 706, about 15% are foreign exhibitors. Lapha kobulawayo amakampani abukisayo about 23%.
Omunye wababukisayo ngusomabhizimusi osakhulayo osekelwa nguhulumende weMelika eZimbabwe, uNomazulu Mguni, obukisa izicathulo azithungayo zona athi zimlethela inzuzo. Omunye njalo obukisayo uNkosazana Lester Jake, okubhizimusi lokupheka amafutha okugcoba, uthi ulethemba lokuba umbukiso lo uzamupha ithuba lokuthengisa impahla yakhe njalo akhulise ibhizimusi lakhe.
Ama-products ethu wonke 100% organic, awala mithi efakiweyo engekho organic.
Umnumzana David Gate obona ngezamabhizimusi lokuthengiselana emele uhulumende we-United Kingdom eZimbabwe uthi nyakenye benza amabhizimusi adlula ingxenye ye-billion eZimbabwe. amazwe aphetheya abukisayo agoqela elemelika iBhilithani iChina lamanye lapho okubukisa khona iMelika umkhokheli wesigodlo salelizwe eZimbabwe uElaine French uchone ekhuluma labantwana besikolo ebachasisela ngenhlelo zemfundo ezipha izizalwane zeZimbabwe ithuba lokuyafunda kweleMelika. Umbukiso weZimbabwe International Trade Fair upha amankampani ithuba lokuthengiselana njalo owalonyaka uhamba phansi kwendikimba ethi Innovation, the Catalyst to Industrialization and Trade. Nimele iStudio 7 ikobulawayo eZITF, ngimu Anastasia Ndlovu.
The Voice of America.
Umsekeli kamongameli welizwe umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga ukwele Iran emhlanganweni oqoqwe yilelo lizwe lenkokheli yamazwe yase-Afrika ngenjongo yokuqinisa ubudlelwano kwezokuthengiselana o-Iran Africa International Economic Conference. Umhlangano lo ufana leminye eqhutshwa ngamazwe athuthukileyo lenkokheli ye-Afrika agoqela eleMelika, France leRussia mnyaka ngomnyaka. Kambe afunani eAfrika amazwe la njalo eleZimbabwe lona kuyini elikutholayo? Sixoxele ngcwethi kwezokwethulwa kwemibiko njalo ehlaziya ezombusazwe uDokotela Mthulisi Mathuthu.
Kuveza obali ukuthi into leyana singathi ukulwisana kwamazwe emhlabeni kukuncintisana kwamazwe i-geopolitics ukuzama ukuqhelisa ubuzwano lamazwe amaningi and i-Africa ukhanya sekuyiyo nje ephakathi lapho. So akumangalisi ukuthi ikhonapho. Ngakho iZimbabwe layo mbona sengathi ayifuni layo ukusalela ukuthi kukhanya ingani yelizwe lingafuni uhamba lamanye amazwe ngoba amanye amazwe la ayakhona ayakhonale. Uzama ukuqhayisa uzwane lamazwe amaningi-ningi lawa aqhuba inhlelo zokuzwane le-Afrika.
Sesike sabona amanye amazwe amakhulu afana laboMelika, oFrance laboRussia lawo ale mihlangano efanayo labakhokheli be-Afrika ayenza iminyaka ngomnyaka. Kuyini kahle-kahle okufunwa yilawa amazwe e-Afrika?
Kunzima ukuthi sitsho nje ukuthi bona bafunani. Kodwa esikwaziyo nje okumqokayo ukuthi ukuncintisana kwamazwe azizwayo, azibona wona izingqungquthela, azibona angathi angalwisana lamanye amazwe kwezokuba le nto lesingathi influence emhlabeni. So yinto abayitholayo. Okunye futhi esingakutsho ukuthi amazwe e-Afrika, i-Afrika inongokwayo uma siyibhekile inkulu kakhulu elamazwe amaningi e-Afrika, 50 something. Kulani lapho wonke la mazwe ale ma-minerals amaningi nje ogolide, o-platinum, o-uranium labo bani ba. Ngakho-ke akula lizwe elizizwa emhlabeni elifuna ukuthi lithwe lona ilizwe eliqakathekileyo, ilizwe elisabekayo emhlabeni elingama laphana lingafuni lawo ma-minerals.
Kubudlelwano bokuthengiselana lobu ungathi amazwe aseAfrika ayayithola yini inzuzo efaneleyo?
Abantu abayibo abahubusayo yibo abatholayo lezimoli zabo labantu babo nje. Ngathi abantu labo abaholayo angithi e-Afrika ungawubhekisisa abantu abaningi abangathi bayaphumelela e-Afrika balabudlelwano kumbe lobuhlobo labantu abaphezulu abaholayo. Ngakho-ke umuntu kamakhaza nje singathi sikubeke umuntu osekhezi umbose osekz10 kumbe sikubeke umuntu osemzuzu emalawa awungeke utsho ukuthi utholeni ngobudlelwano belizwe lakhe la lamazwe lawa lakufana laboTurkey, oChina, oRussia. Kodwa kukhona ihlekane elincane elingathi liyathola labo abayibo abayenelisayo ukuthi babe lobudlelwane labantu ababuya bezothapha ama-minerals ase-Afrika.
UDokotela Mthulisi Mathuthu yingcweti kwezokwethulwa kwemibiko njalo uhlaziya ezombusazwe. Okwamanje ke sizwe imbono kahulumende weMelika.
Kusukela ekuqaliseni ngokulisa laphakathi kwele Israel labalweli beqembu le Hamas labesiPalestina mhla ka 7 mfumfunya kenye. Elemelika selenze yonke imizamo yokuphathisa ngokudla lokwelatshwa kwabalinyazwayo kulimpi eGaza ukuze kwehliswe ukuhlukumezeka kwabantu magaza abangahlumanga besiPalestina ikakhulu omama abantwana lasebekhulile. Emhlanganweni lentathelo zindaba umeleka hulumende weMelika emhlobuleni oweMiddle East ibona ngezoncedo umnumzana David Satterfield ukuthi isilinganiso soncedo oluthunyelwe eGaza kunyanga ezimbalwa ezidluleyo lubeloke lusengezelelwa. Ele Israel lalo lithethe amanyathelo aqinileyo kuphathisa laba bantu kumaviki adluleyo. Indawo e-Erez leminye imingcwele iyasetshenziswa ukuhambisa uncedo kulaba bantu. Lokho kusenziwa ngokucela kwele Melika. Imingcwele eminingi engaphose ifike ikhulu 96 yokuchaphela eGaza isivuliwe ukuze isetshenziswe ngabwenhlangothi ezijineyo ezenhlanganiso yomanyana wamazwe omhlaba o-United Nations lezinye. Umncele weJordan sikhuluma kunje usetshenziswa yizimota ezinkulu ezithwele uncedo lokudla lemithi endaweni eduzane nomngcele we-Aman zingena eGaza. Ngokunjalo lasemingceleni enjengeKarem Shalom kodwa ngesikhathi esilandelayo uncedo luzaba luchapha umfula uJordan oyiwo oseduzane leGaza. U-Ambassador Satterfield uqhubeke njalo ethi siza kwengeza inani lezimota ezithola lolu ncedo kumaviki alandelayo njalo siyasuthiseka ngoncedo oluphuthumayo oselungena eGaza. Yebo, mkhulu umsebenzi okumele wenziwe kodwa sokube lenguquko enkulu. Imizamo yokukhulumisana lokubambisana kulolu hlelo loncedo lokhu iqhubekela phambili phakathi kwenhlanganiso ezehlukeneyo zamazwe omhlaba kodwa okudanisayo yikuthi inani lezisebenzi zalezi nhlanganiso eselibulewe kule impi lokhu liqonga, kutsho u-Ambassador Satterfield. Wathi kumele umhlaba wazi ukuthi iqembu eleHamas elabalwa becatsha lilakho ukukhetha kulandela iziqondiso ize-Oslo Agreement zona ezibalisa ukuhlala phansi kukhulunywe njalo kukhunyiswane umlotha kunokuqina ngodlakela nokulwisana kundaba ezihluphayo phakathi kwabesiPalestina labe-Israel kunokuthi iHamas ikhethe indlela yodlame ukuqeda ufuthelana kwamazwe omabili khona ukudala ukubana abantu makhaza babe yibo abasala behlukumezekile. Uqhubeke njalo u-Ambassador Satterfield esithi masingakhohlwa isisusa sale ngxabano njalo kuqakathekile ukuthi ele-Israel libe leqiniso lokungenzi umsebenzi wokuhanjiswa koncedo ebantwini okumele baluthole ube nzima bona kabaqondane leHamas hatshi abantu bonke besiPalestina abangelacala.
Lawo bekungamazwi aveza imbono kahulumende weMelika. Umsakazo weVoice of America ususole kakhulu inyathelo elithethwe nguhulumende wakwele Burkina Faso izolo elokuvimba ukwethula kwenhlelo zawo okwamaviki amabili ebulenjini be-internet kulelo lizwe. I-VOA ithi ilusizi ukubona ivinjwa ngalindlela zinhlangothi ezinjenge Superior Council for Communication ukusabalalisa ulwazi lezindaba eziphathelanelo kwephulwa kwamalungelo oluntu elizweni lelo ngabebutho likahulumende eziphuma enhlelweni izalo ezobulembu. Indaba zokuhlukunyezwa kukaZulu ngabebutho sezethulelwa inhlanganiso zomanyano wamazwe abensundu lomhlaba eze-African Union le-United Nations ukuncedisa ukusungulwa kophenyo ngalezi zika. Okwamanje sokuyisikhathi sembiko yenu.
Studio 7. Nina elisinika okwaneleyo thina singumthakazi siyivele siyifo sikuthi ngiyabonga kakhulu kakhulu. Bengicela ubaba uZethu Mkandla umfundisi wokholo lwesiKristu ukuba abe negroupu yakhe lapha azathi ma efundisa khona kube yisikhathi sakhe abe negroupu yakhe sikwazi ukumlalela kuhle sikhole ilizwi likaThixo. Ingathi ubaba uMkandla lapha khona angayizwa i-audio abe negroupu yakhe eqondane layo ukuthi sibe sixhumana laye simbuza asicacela asifundisa uJehova.
Kusitudio 7 nesitudio sokukhanya kuzo abantu bakhuluma ngendaba yokuthi kumele kuvote ibandla lizophikisa kube yilo lizovotelwa. Kuvote Zimbabwe sicinile ngo-2023 kuni lishanisa 2023 kwangabilo tshintsho kwangabilo abantu abasekelayo kuyina 2018 kwapondi wathula kuyina utsongerayo 2008 vele kuvote Zimbabwe sokuyikudlalo kuvote Zimbabwe. Into esifunakala eZimbabwe kuphela istrategy yokuthi abantu batshintsha njani iphathi yokusala nayikhipha njani iphathi yokusala ngoba kuvote Zimbabwe sokuyikudlala abadala vote Zimbabwe sicinile masitiyambona kulo muntu uzophinde vote futhi cabanga
lami ibingelele mina lapho uStudio 7 ukhuluma naye uChef Chuma ngelapho uChimile Cholocho. Hayi bantu sesikhathele ngendaba zezami, sesikhathele ngendaba zezami, sesikhathele kathi bona kabadinwa yini kathi babusikizwe bethu. Siyahlupheka bantu, siyahlupheka emakhaya lapho azibambeke ezitolo, azibambeke yonke indawo. Bantu bezami nakeli zungu esidini.
Akona akekho ozophapha, akekho umuntu ozomdiza emoyeni. Othi kwenza labo kunyakagwa laba bazoya phansi kuphela, bazofa. Lo bengahlukumeza abantu bebabulale beyenzeni njengalokho esikubonayo. Kodwa bazogcina phansi la, ngeke baphaphe lapho, bazafa. Kanti bazayanga phezu kokubulala abantu okungaka, phezu kokuhlukumeza kwabantu okungaka, ngeke bephaphe. Miningi kabi imiphefumulo ephansi ngenqabo mnankagwa, miningi kakhulu. Sibala nje mathebelele nje more than 20,000 abantu abaphansi ababulawa umnankagwa lo lochiwenga lo, more than 20,000 abantu esibabala abaphansi emathebelele ababulawa yibo la.
Namsibakazeni omuhle linjani kuzintawana zonke Studio 7 balaleli bongaba sakazwa ka Studio 7 abasinika izindaba ezilohlonze ngamalanga ngamalanga. Siyancisa uMalathi Nkomo uJoseph uGawula kanye lo-Obed Mpofu ukuthi belalele labo Studio 7 ukuze bezwe ukuthi hayi le nto abayikhulumayo ezanupf ayisebenzi, thina amazimbabweni zanupf vele asisayifuni. Sicela laba belalele ezinye zibezwe ama-odio ethu ukuthi hayi madoda vele ipatheni asiyifuni and uthona usithi nje uhamba ezanupf mfana lomuntu ohamba nje ngendlela lana esiludonga vele ayihambeki. Izanupf sifana lodonga nje, into esiyabhugayo nje, indlela engasasisebenziyo nje. So kudingeka ukuthi aloko kuyacinta enye indlela eceleni abantu behambe kuhle bengakhubeki. Akukhona udonga lolu izanupf, into sokuyisifula nje, akusahambeki vele, akusanyatheleki. Athibona uMalathi Nkomo bakholisana phakathi kodonga lolu izanupf, into nje esiphelile nje, ngiyaswela isinto yokulahlwa nje like
labo bekungabalaleli beStudio 7 besipha imbono yabo. Lawa mlaleli ungasithumela owakho umbiko kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318. Kweziphathelane leMelika, uMongameli Joe Biden wenza udaba lwamalungelo okubeletha indikimba yomkhankaso wakhe wokhetho esola ancintisana laye uMnumzana Donald Trump, athi ufuna kwethulwe imithetho elukhuni evimba ukukhipha isisu. Emkhankasweni wakhe uTrump wethule umbono ozinzileyo kulolu daba ohlukane lwabanye bakhe abebandla lama-Republicans. UChris Gandle weStudio 7 usethulela lolu daba elitolikela udaba olulotshwe nguScott Stearns owe-VOA.
UMongameli Joe Biden ukhankase esigabeni seFlorida lapho umthetho wokungavumeli ukususa isisu esesedlule inyanga eziyisithupha uzaqala ngeviki ezayo.
Lokhu yikwenza ilungelo lokuzala libe licala ngesikhathi abesifazana abayabe bengakabikwazi lokuthi bazithwele kulihlazo.
lumthetho weFlorida uza kuba ngomunye wemithetho encindizelayo elizweni eza kuba yikunqoba kwabebandla lamaRepublicans, kutsho ofundisa ekolijini leUniversity of Miami unkosikazi Caroline Mahler Cobin.
Abalezinkolo ezithi impilo iqala esiswini, ngokunjalo ukuzithwala kufana nokuthwala umuntu. Lesi sinqumo siyikunqoba.
Lokhu kuyinsinda bayithiye kumnumzana Donald Trump othi umthetho weFlorida ulukhuni, kodwa aphinde afune ukukhumbuza abavoti abangafuni kwesulwe umthetho wokukhipha isisu ukuthi nguye owamisa umthetho wesizwe wokukhipha isisu ngokukhetha amalunga edale eliphakameyo ele Supreme, okwabangela ukuthi kwesulwe umthetho othiwa Roe v. Wade. Umkhankaso kaBiden ubona leli kulixesha.
For 50 years, the court ruled that there was
kweminyaka engamashumi amahlanu umthethwandaba wanquma ukuba kulilungelo lomuntu ukungavezi imfihlo yempilo yakhe. Kodwa kuminyaka emibili edluleyo leli lungelo lathathwa. Ake sibonisane, kulomuntu oyedwa owabangela lokhu uyakuvuma njalo uyaziqhenya ngakho nguDonald Trump.
Udubo lulapho izigaba eziphikisana na lo Trump njengase Florida. Abavoti bezigaba zeArizona leFlorida baza kuba bevotela ilungelo lokuzithwala kwabomama. Imizamo efanayo ezigabeni zeKansas leOhio kuminyaka emibili edluleyo ibisehlula abebandla lamaRepublicans. UTrump ukhumbuza abavoti ngokuqakatheka kodaba lokususa isisu.
This 50-year battle over Roe v. Wade took it out of the federal hands and brought it into
impi yeminyaka engamashumi amahlanu kudaba lomthetho we-Roe versus Wade lususwe ezandleni zemithethwandaba lwafakwa ezinhliziyweni lakumavoti abantu bezigaba zonke zelizwe. Sokusezandleni zesigaba ukuthi zithathe amanyathelo alungileyo.
Leli licetsha uBiden aselithatha.
Donald Trump is worried voters are going to hold him accountable for the cruelty and chaos he created.
Njengowaye ngumongameli umnumzana Ronald Reagan, ngiyacina kakhulu ngokuthi abadlwenguliweyo abaya emacansini bengabomdeni lempilo yabomama kumele ulandele umzwangedwa kulolu daba, kodwa kumele unqobe kukhetho ukulondoloza isiko lethu, ngitsho khona ukuhlenga ilizwe lona engilusizi ukuthi liyanganxele.
Njengendlela yokuqinisa umkhankaso welungelo lokuzala, uhulumende kamongameli Biden liviki uqinise ukungethulwa kwemininingwane yabantu abavakatshela ezinye izigaba. Lokhu kwenziwa ngendlela yokuzivikela nokuvikela omama abahlala ezigabeni ezingavumi meli ukususa isisu ukuze bengathoniswa ngoba behambe bayasusa izisu ezigabeni lapho okuvunyelwa khona.
Uhlelo Woza Friday liviki sihamba leqembu leRumba elizibiza ngokuthi ngama-professionals, last number liphethe idlalade lalo elitsha elilesihloko esithi Inja Kamakhelwane. Leli qembu lidabuka ePlumtree kodwa licula likwele South Africa. Nangu umholi walo.
Salibonani, ibizo lami ngumhlakanipho, umhlakanipho wakomoyo. Ngokuzalwa ngokumanguba kodwa siyagele kuzuzaphi, so ngikuzuzaphi Plumtree mina. and then eqembeni ngilobaba omncane wami uThomas Ngoma bese siba lo mtshana mtshana wami uAbel Ndebele siba ngu 3 Abel Chama drums uThomas sijaswa ngamakatari sibesicule futhi sesilama album nje amabili le single track and then futhi ngezi 5 le single track esiyoyikhipha leyo single track esiyihlanganele lo munye umfana kithi kule qembu elibizwa kuthiwa yi-Obhizo Submasters.
Abangathanda ukuthenga umculo wenu kumbe ukuxhumana lani balithola njani?
Ama-phone number ethu nanka uzoqala nawami athi 083-859-3692 leyo i-phone number yami bese usitheka Thomas ithi 083-386-9804.
Abalandeli ubatshiyela wapha amazwi.
Silithembisa mpela injabulo ngaso sonke isikhathi. Ingoma isazoqhubeka ikhale njengamanje nje senze isimbi kreki. After that kule full album futhi ekhisimuzi esiyilungisela lina bakithi. Cela nje usekelo kini.
Abafana beplan drivers visa ngama professionals last number behlabela ke kamnandi lapho besigqibela uhlelo lwethu lingayikatshana zihlobo likhumbule luyalandela uhlelo lwe live talk lapho esikhangela khona imali entsha ebizwa ngokuthi iZimbabwe gold imali izaqala ukusebenza ngeviki ezayo mhlaka 30 lapho ezatholakala khona ezitolo lasemabhanga kwanele olivalelisayo nguntungamili Nkomo Nkololokwana kwamatukanduna lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.